This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, September 12th, brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent traveling to Madrid this weekend for negotiations with his Chinese counterparts that over tariffs and national security issues related to the ownership of the social media platform TikTok. Bessent is slated to meet with the Chinese vice premier discussing national security and economic issues that according to a Treasury news release. This will be the fourth round of discussions between the U.S. and China after meetings in London, Geneva, and Stockholm. The two governments have agreed to several 90-day pauses on a series of increasing reciprocal tariffs, staving off an all-out trade war. Bessent said, "We just need to de-risk with certain strategic industries, whether it's the rare earths, semiconductors, medicines, and we talked about what we could do together to get into balance with the relationship. There's no mention that agricultural products, specifically soybeans, would be a part of the discussion." Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer took heat from his party earlier this year when he voted with Republicans to keep the government open. Schumer now appears willing to risk a shutdown at the end of the month if Republicans don't accede to Democratic demands. Schumer said he and House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries are united in opposing any legislation that doesn't include key health care provisions and a commitment not to roll them back. He said Republicans have since passed Trump's massive tax breaks, spending cuts legislation, which trimmed Medicaid and other government programs, and Democrats, he said, are now unified. USDA's September WASDE report raised production and carryover stocks for both corn and soybeans. Despite that, both commodities traded higher today at the Chicago Board of Trade. Corn production is forecast at 16.8 billion bushels, smaller average yield at 186.7, 2.1 bushels an acre smaller than the August report. Total planted area at 98.7 million acres is up 2% from the previous estimate, up 9% from last year. Now, soybean production is forecast at 4.3 billion bushels, up less than a percent from August, but down 2% from last year. Based on conditions, as of September 1, yields expected to average a record high 53.5 bushels an acre, down a tenth of a bushel from the previous forecast. Production of wheat out of Russia and the European Union lifted by the USDA in the WASDE report. Production in the EU lifted by 1.85 million metric tons, 140.1. Russia producing 1.5 million tons more at 85 million. Ukraine production also hiked a million tons to 23 million. The Renewable Fuels Association says the September WASDE report from the USDA underscores the need for more ethanol production in the U.S. USDA now projecting even more corn to be produced by farmers at a larger carry. RFA says the supply of corn following this year's harvest is expected to significantly overwhelm demand, leaving 2.1 billion bushels of surplus. Finally, the Wall Street Journal is quoting sources today that Corteva, once a part of DowDuPont, is considering a breakup. The plan reportedly would divide the $50 billion company into two parts, one pesticides and the other seed. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council. The National Pork Producers Council is the global voice for the U.S. pork industry. NPPC is speaking up to urge Congress to fix an unworkable patchwork of state laws created by California's Proposition 12. These annual housing laws threaten family farms by greatly increasing the cost of raising pigs, causing many to fold. That's why both the Trump and Biden administrations have opposed this arbitrary law. Learn how you can protect family farms at fixprop12.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.